can't forget that on Saturday, it was Halloween. And I must say, at least in my neighborhood, it was still pretty much Halloween. Down a little bit for the count, but tallied 80, which for me is a decent count.
Oh, okay.
And kids were showing up, having a good time, running around. Weather was pretty good. In fact, it was dry at least. Cool, but if you dressed appropriately, you were okay. And the tricks and treats were enjoyed, I'm sure, by many.
Our neighborhood was dark for the most part.
Was it really?
There are very few youngsters on our court anymore. But I saw people posting that they had about half as many as they normally get.
Okay.
Some people. How about you, Pat?
This is where we turn,
this
Pat.
This is where we turn to.
We estimate somewhere in between 500 to 600 kids.
Still.
Wow.
Still.
That's, what you normally do.
We went through 6 bags of candy. And I'm talking the big. You
yeah,
know,
the
not,
big,
yeah.
Yeah.
The 200-piece ones.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wow.
No, that's great
to
hear.
It was packed. It seemed like a normal Halloween for us. Maybe a little less, but not much. We started at 5:30, actually maybe a couple minutes before 5:30, and I ran out of candy probably around 7:15.
Wow.
And there were still a few out there.
That is good to hear. To hear that Halloween. And I think for the youngsters, I think they enjoyed it. And no question they did, especially the youngsters that were out running around and having such a good time that were enjoying what was happening with all the treats being handed out. They were just happy to get some of that free candy.
Right, and a lot of the younger trick-or-treaters liked the PVC pipe that I was using.
Did that work?
Yeah, my neighbor, he glued on a skeleton mask at the end of it with his mouth, and so they would put their bags underneath his mouth, and that's where the candy would fly out.
Oh, I thought that was cool.
So they loved it, yes.
I saw a variety of some people wearing masks. I don't mean Halloween masks. I mean, the healthy masks, the facial masks, if you will, just depending on what some did, some didn't. I didn't happen to see anything that was unusual as far as costume wise, nothing that stood out to me anyway. I think my favorite was I had twins, a boy and a girl, show up, and one was dressed as an angel, the other was dressed as a devil. That's clever.
I saw quite a few dinosaurs.
Yes, that's what I saw. I saw a few.
Now that you mentioned, the inflatable ones.
Now that
you mentioned that.
Saw some of those.
Yes, right. Kids kind of waddling around with the, big T-Rex costumes and things like that.
Yeah, they're not running in those costumes.
They're waddling around in those.
Yes.
Right. I still have to say, despite it being a 43-year-old movie, I still saw some Luke Skywalkers. Saw Luke Skywalkers.
Oh, I'm not sure if I saw any. Had a Captain America.
Oh, okay. I saw a few Captain Americas.
Okay.
Yep, saw that. But no, that was one thing that caught my eye. Like, wow, still to this day, Luke Skywalker.
That is good to know that Luke still lives.
Right, yeah.
That one excited kid, I don't know if it was his first Halloween or not, but he came running into the door, screaming trick or treat as loud as he could. And he just had his bag up, and I gave him candy and went around saying, thank you, Merry Christmas. I mean, Happy Halloween. Very nice. Maybe he was delving into the candy already. I don't know, but he was really on fire.
I was dressed up as a Steeler fan. Okay, I know that's usually every day for me, but still, I had everything I could find to dress up as a Steeler fan. Had my Steeler Christmas sweater on that lights up, so that was, got comments from that, but I remember there was one parent told his kids, he said, all right, this guy's a Steeler fan. I don't know if we should go. And then he looked up and said, however, though, I see a Michigan State Spartan flag flying. So go ahead. You can get candy for him. Because my wife is a graduate.
That's okay.
She was very proud of what happened on Saturday.
Oh, yes. She was in her glory.
Yes.
She was in her glory. An early Halloween treat for her on Saturday afternoon.
So, no, that was funny. But you know what? I'll tell you what. Everybody seemed like they were in good spirits, at least from, I'm going to guess that's what you saw.
Yeah,
everybody
exactly.
seemed
yep.
to be. Everything was A-okay, at least for a few hours. Everybody got along.
The neighbor's display, was it welcoming, or did you have any...
Oh, it's always welcoming.
No frightening incidents some of the zombies and things that...
No, again, I always get the questions from the parents. How do you live next to that?
It makes my job easy. I don't have to decorate as much.
That's what they said. Well, I see why you don't decorate at all, because everyone's right next door to you. That's right.
And everything apparently pretty peaceful on Friday night.
Yeah, that's what's a
good
point.
Seen or heard many incidents of any problems.
The weather, maybe, because it was kind of cold weekend.
That could be.
I wonder if that had something to do with it.
Might hold some things down.
We also had a lot of people who were involved in the first high school football playoff games and things like that were going on.
Yeah.
Maybe there was some attention being paid there, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, all in all, it's good. That's good to hear that everything went as well as seemingly could go as far as Halloween 2020 is concerned. And Pat's head count affirming that.
Yes.
That's incredible.
I have a
Does that mean you have nothing left over for us?
Yeah, nothing left for you.
Nothing left.
We had a couple Kit Kats left for us. Okay. That was about it. So, which is fine. That's okay. We don't need it.
Don't need any more myself. But
I was going to say, with the weather being as cold as it was here this weekend, next weekend, I guarantee, at least in my neighborhood, I'm going to be hearing lots of lawnmowers one last time.
Oh, man.
And rakes.
Yep. Well, we were out Saturday doing some of it, cleaning up some of it. There's still more up above. Wait for the rest of it to come down.
I was thinking, Dave, but then when I saw the weather, I said, oh, wait, it's going to be in the 60s.
We'll
just push it off till then.
You're right. It was a little chilly Saturday.
Yep, and yesterday would have been a very difficult day to do it, too.
Yeah, with all that wind, right? Mm-hmm.
Still more to do on that. That's right, good point. Before eventually, you know what happens. Eventually.
No.